This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Watching, waiting, ready. Coming to you live from an undisclosed broadcast location. Separating truth from misinformation. Literal or rhetorical, you can have it your way. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. Quick, heartfelt shout out to Desert Eagle. He has been a ninja almost as long as there has been a show. And he is undergoing cancer treatment. He has been a mainstay in the chat room. He has listened over and over and over again. I don't know how many times he's listened to this show. So shout out to him. Godspeed on your recovery. It's Wednesday night. I know it's been a while since we had a Wednesday night, but you know it's Wednesday night. So that means we're going to talk a little bit to Arbalest Quarrel, or somebody from Arbalest Quarrel. We've got Roger Katz with us tonight.
Good evening, Bill.
Steven, I didn't talk to you. I haven't talked to you since I talked to you real quick. I guess Steven's got other stuff going on.
Yes, he sends his regards and his regrets for not being on the show tonight, Bill. He had a prior commitment, but he is looking forward to the show next week.
Well, Steven is a... Steven, there's no moss growing on Steven. No moss at all. So, what have you got for us today?
Well, there's probably, I think, a couple points I'd like to discuss. First of all, I'd like to wish every one of your listeners a very happy and healthy new year. And there's a lot of work to accomplish this year. There's a lot of concerns. There's many Republicans that are going to be stepping down. I don't know if that would have been in the natural course of events or if it's simply remarking the fact that Donald Trump is our president, because we know that several centrists were not very happy with his election any more than the Democrats, which is unfortunate to say. But it's not really that which I want to discuss. The other evening, I received a call from my investor partner. Actually, I was expecting to hear a call from Stephen, but I got a call at 9:30. And our investor partner, who actually prefers a certain amount of anonymity, mentioned a bit of news that he had heard that made him absolutely livid. Apparently, the county executive for Westchester County, which apparently is the most exclusive, expensive county in New York and probably in most of the rest of the country as well. At any rate, the county executive had, through an executive order, decided that gun shows will no longer be permitted on Westchester County White Plains soil. And I was doing a little research on this. The county executive, George Latimer, a Democrat, apparently there was a hiatus with gun shows, public gun shows, back in 2012. And then they resumed in Westchester County in 2016. And apparently there were a few. And then just the other day, apparently there was supposed to be another one. And the order came down that George Latimer, speaking apparently on behalf of everyone in Westchester County, at least he would like to think so, in his divine judgment and wisdom, felt that gun shows send the wrong message, and for public safety and public concern, they'll no longer be permitted in White Plains. And I had to wonder whether this is an unusual tactic or strategy that just happened to come down the pike in one area of the country, or if this is going to be a concerted effort where George Latimer talking perhaps to Michael Bloomberg and a few other people in various anti-gun groups had gotten together and thought, well, one way we can get around the problem with universal, not having universal background checks, what they were referring to as the gun show loophole, as well as the internet loophole, which is really not a loophole at all. But at any event, he probably figures that, well, we'll just preclude these shows from occurring anywhere, anyway, in this particular area. Now, it's also very interesting because he made the point, and it goes back to actually last February of 2017, where they also made the point that certain items, paraphernalia involving German military flags and paraphernalia, and tying that also in with Confederate flags, would not be permitted because we feel that these are essentially, he didn't use the word, but other academicians do, are considered obscene. Well, there's something called the First Amendment in this country, and in the First Amendment, people have a right to speak their mind, and they also have a right to own possessions that maybe a lot of people otherwise would not want to own. And so we have here a confluence of interesting events involving an attempt to impose restrictions, First Amendment restrictions on Second Amendment, as well as other First Amendment items. And I find that hardly amusing, but it got me to thinking also about the Soto case, which I will get into in the next segment. I guess we have a couple more minutes.
Yes, sir. You have two, to be exact.
Two more minutes. Okay.
Yeah.
So, at any rate, the Soto case also deals in a very real sense with this whole concept of First Amendment advertising, information, and it is a bit interesting to think that even though there was not a specific issue regarding advertising being somehow illegal in the sense of the marketing of Bushmaster's AR-15 rifle across the country, it does raise First Amendment issues. And I will get into that in the next segment. But at the moment, too, we have to consider what is going on in White Plains, and is that going to have ramifications around the country, where the Democrats get together, the legislators with the anti-gun groups, and decide that since it seems to be difficult to pass legislation to create any more barriers on background checks, that we'll just do away with gun shows altogether. So it's interesting to see the way that they think and what they're attempting to do. And there's an ulterior motive. But whatever it has to do with, it really has little to do with morality, at least.
Well, it has nothing to do with public safety or morality. It has to do with control,
yes.
Man. It's control.
Yes. Yes, sir.
Control. You can find the stuff that Roger writes at arbalistquarrel.com. He is a featured writer at Amaland. And amaland.com. And he is also a regular contributor here. And did you have a Merry Christmas, Roger?
Yes, I did. Thank you very much for asking me. And it was a little drive over to the west side of Cleveland, but I spent time with the family, and it was very pleasant. And I would imagine you did too, and I hope your listeners did as well.
Very good. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford, with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load in 2018. And my guest this hour from Arbalest Quarrel is Roger Katz. What are you, where are we going now?
All right, well, I'm going to probably jump around a bit, a stream of consciousness and all that. We'll see where my thoughts lead us. But I do want to go back to the Soto case. Soto is an incredibly important case. because it deals very specifically with guns at the source. It's one thing to say that, well, there's legislation to deny a this or that person the right to purchase and possess a so-called assault weapon, and it's but it's quite another thing to attack the manufacturer of those firearms, because if you can do that and make it cost prohibitive, if not denying them as a matter of law from manufacturing a certain category of guns altogether, then the anti-gun movement has gone a very long way to meeting their ultimate goal of creating a gun-free society in this country, in much of the same veins you have in the countries of Europe, like Germany and in Great Britain and in Australia, and I imagine Canada as well. That being the case, it does behoove us to consider where we are and the prospects of prevailing in the Soto case. In that respect, let me talk about a little bit about the salient issue. And the salient issue in that case is whether plaintiffs can hold a gun manufacturer, in this case Remington Bushmaster, liable for the injuries and deaths that were caused by this lunatic at Sandy Hook Elementary School, this Lanza. And there's a big hurdle to cross in respect to this, because there is federal law that gives gun manufacturers qualified immunity. And that qualified immunity is not absolute immunity in the sense that under no circumstances can an individual or a company or a group or entity be held liable regardless of injuries, which would be the case for judges, for example, and prosecutors. They can never be held liable in the pursuit of their duties as judges or as prosecutors, even if what they did was wrong. Now, they could be held to ethical violations by the bars of the respective states, but not under a civil law. At any rate, we have the Protective Law in Commerce Act that protects gun manufacturers from liability unless they fall within an exception. And one of the exceptions was this concept of negligent entrustment, which is a fancy form of regular negligence, which is a tort. All right, so what is a tort? A tort, first of all, is a wrong that is committed by one person against another person. You think of it in terms of civil law as opposed to criminal law. And, for example, an individual, let's say they murder another individual. There's going to be a statute that in any state and under federal law that says murder is illegal. In fact, it's one of the worst crimes that an individual could commit. And the criminal law, the people or the state, as it were, will bring suit against that person. And if that person is convicted, then they will be sentenced. And depending on the severity of the sentence, they could either get a long term in prison or they can fall to the death penalty. And under civil law, we call it wrongful death, where an individual is basically bringing suit against another individual for the wrongful death caused by, let's say, a family member. And we see that, for example, in the case of, what's his name? O.J. Simpson, all right? Remember him. He got off on the criminal case, but he did not get off on the civil case because the standard of proof is a little less. At any rate, we're dealing with civil liability here. No one's claiming that a Bushmaster should be held criminally liable for the crime that was committed by the lunatic, who would have faced probably the death penalty had he survived, unless he could claim insanity and prevail on that defense. But at any rate, a tort is a wrong against a person that one individual can bring against another or against another company. All right, so what is the particular legal basis? Well, negligent entrustment. What is negligent? Negligence has certain elements. First of all, we talk about an injury. Someone was harmed. Then we talk about a duty of care, that the individual that was harmed by a party that owed a duty of care to that person, not to harm him. And not that he didn't deliberately, but still negligently, that was enough. And the third element is foreseeable or causation, proximate cause, which is the idea that the injury was the proximate cause of the harm done by this individual, had a legal duty to prevent that harm. What does this all boil down to in terms of negligent entrustment? All right. The plaintiffs are saying that Bushmaster marketed a rifle to the population at large that included a group of people that are basically criminals or lunatics that should not have access to that rifle. That one of these lunatics got hold of one of Bushmaster's rifles, committed a horrible wrong with it, injury as well as multiple deaths, and basically the way that the firearm was marketed was the foreseeable proximate cause of the injury that resulted.
Let me get you held up right there. We're coming up on the break.
Sure.
And we're going to get into the very novel approach that I'm presuming these lawyers are coming from the Brady campaign or somebody affiliated with them. They always like to stir this up. But we're going to look at their approach when we get back. My guest this hour is Roger Katz from ArbalistQuarrel.com. This is Lock and Load. Piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith. Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
So are you tired of being tired? Well, then it's time to get the tea. Hey, it's Lisa here to tell you about this all-natural, all-organic tea I've been drinking that has had great results for over 20 years. It's called Life Change Tea, and it's specially formulated to help detoxify and cleanse your kidneys, liver, colon, and blood all at once. The colon is one of the most ignored organs in the human body. The faster that waste is eliminated from the body, the less time that waste sits in our intestines, spreading toxins to our bloodstream. This tea helps cleanse chemicals caused by outside intruders from our entire digestive system, and get this, weight loss can be a side effect. And with continued use of the tea, you can experience clearer, healthier, younger looking skin, increased energy, and a happier outlook on life. So if you're tired of being tired, get the Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com, and like me, you'll be glad you did.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Tonight, this is Lock and Load. Talking about the Soto case right now with Roger Katz from Arbalest Quarrel. This very imaginative way to try to press a case, and it's really part of the fairyland that is gun control to begin with. But please. I had to interrupt you to go into the break. Please continue on.
That's quite all right. All right, Bill. So we're talking about this theory of negligent entrustment. And think about how a bushmaster could be held liable where qualified immunity wouldn't work. Let's say that I'm a representative of Bushmaster and I happen to know or knew this Adam Lanza.
Can I ask you a real quick question? Wouldn't somebody have to prove to the court that Adam Lanza had seen these ads and been influenced by these ads besides getting out there and saying simply that they exist?
Well, that brings an interesting evidentiary point. There's nothing that I can see in the complaint, in the First Amendment complaint, that would suggest that Adam Lanza had actually read any particular advertisement or any brochure or came across anything at TV, and I don't believe that the firearms are marketed on TV, anything to show that he was aware of Bushmaster's advertisement. Actually, even if he was, and even if they could prove that, it wouldn't get them anywhere unless they can prove his Bushmaster's liability under this negligent entrustment theory, which I want to get into right now. And basically, as I was saying, if there's a direct causal relationship, let's say, again, I'm looking for Bushmaster. I have a AR-15, I know this Adam Lanza, and I give it to him or sell it to him directly. And then he goes off and murders a number of individuals, children as well as adults. Standing Hook Elementary School, then I would be definitely liable, probably, I'm sure, criminally liable as well as negligently liable for selling or giving this firearm to an individual that I knew or should have known was incapable of owning and possessing one. And possibly the company would also be liable since I was a representative of the company.
Let me ask you another question. Based on something you just said. How on earth are you supposed to have, should have known that somebody, how should you know without, you know, really a lot of firsthand knowledge about any individual? How are you supposed to be held to that standard?
And that's the sticky wicket for these plaintiffs. They're trying to really hammer a square peg in a round hole. They can't do it. Basically, negligent entrustment deals with a third-party type of theory where you're in control of an instrumentality, let's say, of a gun. You don't sell the instrumentality directly to the individual that caused the harm, but you went through a third party, let's say, a dealer, okay? And if the dealer had then sold the firearm directly to Anna Blanco, did not do the NICS check, then the dealer would be liable and possibly then through the dealer back to the manufacturer. So even that's a bit tenuous, but it's, at least there would be something to go on. The problem here is that the gun was never sold to Anna Blanco. It was sold through the dealer to Nancy Lanza. And Nancy Lanza was an individual that passed the National Instant Criminal Background check.
So now, prior to it making it to the dealer, wasn't it sold to the dealer by the distributor?
Well, yeah. Through the supplier, distributor, a wholesaler.
Now, in the Soto case... Are they suing everybody or trying to hold everybody responsible from Bushmaster, the distributor, and the dealer, or just Bushmaster?
Well, essentially Bushmaster, because that's the deepest pocket. You know, you always go after the money. It hardly pays, maybe except for a Pyrrhic victory, to go after an individual who doesn't have, who's judgment-proof, let's put it that way. But, they did go after, I believe, the dealer and the distributor. But clearly the main player who they really wanted to get for multiple reasons, both for money, the deep pocket Remington Bushmaster, but also because they want to preclude, and this is going back to your point, was the Brady handgun anti, whatever that group's name is, responsible or every town for gun safety. Chances are they were, and they're probably funding the suit, but that would be probably a backstory to the case. We don't know that. And really, from our standpoint, at least in terms of the legitimacy of the claim, if they are, that's what I want to deal with. And they're very, very tenuous. Because the fact of the matter is that, again, the firearm was never sold either indirectly or directly to Adam Lanza. And unless, and in that absence, what do you have? You have nothing. So what are the plaintiffs attempting to do? Well, they're talking about this concept of multiple entrustment. This idea that, it's a dangerous instrumentality anyway. It's not, as they say, a children's toy. So the fact that this firearm could feasibly, theoretically, end up in the hands of the wrong person, therefore liability should be imposed on the dealer. This is the novel theory. And it's absolutely absurd, and it's very interesting because lawyers still attempt to find cases that will support their position. And I took a look at one.
Sort of sounds like they're trying to make one up as they go.
Oh, they're definitely trying to do that. They're trying to fit cases that don't really apply to this particular case in that situation. What particular case was Rios? This is in the Second Circuit. And in this particular case, a child maybe a young teenager was driving an ATV, an all-terrain vehicle, right? And the all-terrain vehicle was owned by the child's father, all right? And the child, unbeknownst to the father, had loaned the ATV to another child, a friend of his, all right? And that friend of his crashed the vehicle, either harmed himself or harmed another person. And the person that was harmed, maybe the parent of the child that got hold of this thing, or an innocent party, brought suit against the father. And the father was held liable. How? Well, under this concept of negligent entrustment. It was a legitimate theory in that circumstance. Why? Because, first of all, the father had specific control over the instrumentality. He had control over the ATV. The Bushmaster had control over the firearm that Adelanza got a hold of? No, of course not. That was one thing. The second.
Let me get you to hold right there. I was listening to the points as we were trying to get to the good stuff. We'll be right back. My guest is Roger Katz, Arbital Squirrel. This is Lock and Load.
Anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. My guest tonight, so far this hour, is Roger Katz from Arbalest Quarrel. We're talking about the Soto case, which is a very, it is a, I like a lawyer who will do anything he can to represent his client, especially those that will get out there and actually just make it up as they go and base nothing on fact or anything else. They just apply whatever they have to. It's sort of like a goulash, isn't it? The way they're setting up their case. They're grabbing a little bit of this, a little bit of that, throwing it in the pot.
And that's what they attempt to do. And I don't think they'll prevail. Again, going back to that Rios case with the ATV, the father in that case has a duty of care, as all parents do, to control the actions of their child. It's presumed, first of all, that they're in close proximity to their child, and also they're in close proximity to the particular instrumentality that that child has. But in the Soto case, that's not true at all. The instrumentality, the firearm, was never in the control of the Bushmaster Remington, nor did Bushmaster owe a duty of care to any party, whether to any of the children in the school, the elementary school, or to the adults. No, it's an attempt to make the law as you go. It's what I refer to as this ad hoc law, which is really no law at all. And the cases that are relied on by plaintiffs simply don't support that at all. Now, there was another theory that would get around the qualified immunity, and that has to do with unlawful trade practices, which is really very similar, though, in the sense to this negligent entrustment, because basically what that does is say that a party, the entrustor, conspires with another one, another party, to sell something or do something that ultimately leads to an injury. But there was no conspiracy here to sell a firearm to a person who was not entitled to have it. And to say, well, as these plaintiffs do, that, well, they should have known that when you sell a rifle and you say, oh, that this is a great military rifle, I don't know what they say. But it really doesn't matter because under federal law, people like Adam Lanza were not permitted to have this firearm anyway. And then most people know that advertising is a lot of puffery. Anyone who would be purchasing an AR-50, most people, I would think, would know the difference between a so-called assault weapon and a true assault rifle, a selective fire, a firearm that is utilized by the military. Because these firearms, the Bushmaster, are not utilized by the military. The military has no interest in them. And law enforcement may or may not, but they too have their own specific needs and purposes or whatever. But that's not the case with the civilian market. So it's really an attempt, as I say, to hammer a square peg in a round hole. There's an old saw in law that goes that if when you have a case before a court, if the if your case is weak on the facts, you argue the law, and if your case is weak on the law, then you argue the facts. That's not concisely true because basically you have an issue, and then what you attempt to do is point to the notion that you try to apply the law to the particular facts of the case. But in this case, you don't have facts that help the plaintiffs, and you certainly don't have the law that helps the plaintiffs. So I was really surprised that the state Supreme Court even bothered to hear this case. But even if they decide that that there's something meritorious in the plaintiff's claims, all that will do is then they'll remand the case back to the Superior Court with instructions as to how to proceed. And what it is that the plaintiffs want to do is to show that the marketing, the advertising of these weapons would somehow make their way to the wrong party, whether they're criminals, whether they're lunatics, whatever it may be. But even if they do all that, I cannot see how the Superior Court judge would come out with a decision that's anything less than what they did originally. You still have to apply the law to the facts, and the law simply does not support the facts. And under any possible rational, reasonable, legal, or logical basis can these plaintiffs prevail, which is another reason, I think, why Feinstein and others would like very much to repeal the FLCAA or to enact law that somehow negates the impact of the PLCAA. Laying out what I just did, I would find it highly unlikely that any reputable court would find for the plaintiffs. I mean, you could agree and you could say, I don't like guns. I don't believe that any civilian should have a firearm. I have a different philosophy than the manufacturers. But even so, if you're going to be a legitimate judge, then you're going to have to find that the law simply says what it says, and in this case, there's nothing that would support plaintiff's position. If you don't like the law, then you can go to the legislators and ask them to change the law. But until you do that, you're not going to find. And I got to say something. Even if the PLCAA were repealed and you just had basic negligent entrustment, for what I said, negligent entrustment is predicated on a body of case law that is in decades of existence. And it would be very, very difficult to plaintiffs to overcome that system of law that we have in place. And it's very dangerous when we talk about the so-called living constitution. The framers of the Constitution were not idiots. They knew that society would change, there would be technological developments, but they created a constitution and they created a Bill of Rights with the idea that there are certain principles that are essentially absolute. And if you want to rewrite the law, you're going to basically denigrate these basic precepts, these basic principles, and they should exist for all time and for all people, certainly for our nation as long as it exists. That's why I say that the First Amendment, the Second Amendment, the principles in their purest form are absolute. They're not subject to any conditions. They're not subject to any control. And they're also predicated on the idea that in our society, in our nation, the people are greater than the government, that the government is servant of the people. And we seem to lose that. I'm going off a bit on a tangent now, but talking about the FBI, the attack on Trump, and what I hear from the Democrats is this idea that, well, it's wrong to say anything bad about the FBI, about anything bad about the press, about any of our institutions. And this is absurd. I mean, as a free thinker, we have to be critical. And when the FBI is wrong, when they basically says, you know, Trump should never have been president, but if he is going to be president, we're going to figure out ways to knock him out of the Oval Office. And we see this in the upper echelons of the FBI. And we see it in the way that the Second Amendment is perceived. There's an attempt in this country to basically rewrite our law, rewrite our code of morality, get involved in this concept of historical revisionism.
We have run out of time. So I'm going to have to leave you there at the tangent. ArborlessQuarrel.com. That's where you can find the writings of Roger Katz, also a featured writer at Amaland.com and a contributor here. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Bill.
All right. Hour number two is inbound. This is Lock and Load.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table, they understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation, crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado. DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed is lethal art, with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
If you talk, your neighbor will hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Hear you. You can do it if you try.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.